B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I got to get my main man up here because it's Thanksgiving.
By the way, I'm about to eat some more.
And I got to get my main man a Skip. Happy Thanksgiving, Skip.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm wishing you a good Thanksgiving, man. I'm ready to eat. Anthony, I can't miss no meals now. I don't want to lose no weight now.
Guess what? You're still a bull, too, man. You're still a bull. You still look like you can hit the bull 500 feet.
Yeah, hey, I want to, but I don't think I better try.
Now, tell me about your day. What's Thanksgiving like at Charlie Manuel's? Are you guys hosting, you and Missy, or are you going somewhere else?
Yes. We're going to be hosted. Our complete family won't be here for Thanksgiving, but we'll have it for Christmas. But we're going to have about probably 10, 12 people here. All of them, you know, like my grandkids and my daughters and her sons. And they got their wives, of course, and their husbands. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Missy's going to do more cooking this year than me. I'm going to make some linguine salad, and I'll make some cookies and things like that.
Really? You make the cookies, Charles?
Yeah,
really?
Of course.
Yeah. What kind? What's your specialty?
What do you want? I make chocolate chips are probably my best. I make oatmeal cookies, of course.
I love an oatmeal cookie.
The chocolate chips are the greatest. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's the true cookie. There's only one real cookie, and that's the chocolate chip.
You don't go sugar?
Yeah.
No, chocolate chip greater than sugar cookie.
Yeah. I like brownies, too, of course. I always pick brownies.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. I didn't realize that you bake. That's fantastic. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I can bake. I can fix biscuits of scratch, cornbread, whatever you want.
Get out of here. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Your next show is Cooking with Charlie.
Really, man? That's fantastic. Huh? Oh, my God. So what's your menu? Like, is it the turkey? Like, you do a ham, too, or just the turkey?
We'll do turkey. We do a honey-baked ham. I cannot tell you what all we're going to have because Missy starts cooking. She cooks all different stuff. And then her daughter, our two daughters come up here and they cook. And, you know, like before the day's over, we got a lot of stuff, really. I mean, we will always have a lot left over. I mean, we definitely going to have a lot of food.
That's awesome. What's your favorite side, Skip?
I like ham turkey. I like stuffing. I like just like a Thanksgiving dinner, really. You know, just basic
that's
stuff.
That's awesome. The cranberry, the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's it been like since the run? We had a blast, didn't we, Charlie? Wasn't that the greatest, that run?
Yeah, that was tremendous. You know what? But where we came from, once I got home, I realized, you know, like exactly how big it really was. You know, like I was getting to go to the games and watch them every night, doing the playoffs, of course, especially World Series and things like that. But when I stopped and realized, you know, like exactly how much we made up during the season, how far we came, and you like what we accomplished. Definitely, you know what? I look at it this way. You know, like two teams get there, we didn't win, but at the same time, we definitely created a lot of energy for the next few years in Philadelphia as far as playing baseball.
Yes.
And I feel that way. And I saw where they just signed Dave for a bigger, longer contract.
Yeah.
That right there tells me that we're going to always be a competing team, really.
You know what? You nail it, too. I think it does. It bodes well.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Felt like, you know what, it felt like baseball was back for the first time since your run, right? Since the since you left as manager, baseball didn't feel the same here. You know, things were going on. And then this year, it felt like all of a sudden the Phillies are back. Baseball's back. We're talking matchups. We're talking inside ball. It was awesome.
Yeah. I think once it was over, and I got to see the reaction of everybody. I like the reaction of our owner, John Middleton. I saw him go down the field there, and he talked to every one of the players, and things like that. And I saw the interest that he had. And I've been around him now for the last couple of years, and believe me, he's going to do everything possible for us to get back. He wants to win the World Series, but I think he also wants to win three or four. You know, like he wants to kind of be a dynasty, really.
Wow, I love hearing that, man. I love it. And I think you're right. I think John Middleton showed, like, he enjoyed himself, man. He wanted to win. He put all his money into it, right? He didn't skip not a cent. He went all in. And I think I agree with you. I think they're going to be aggressive again. And, you know, they're going to be in the shortstop sweepstakes and, you know, go after Trey Turner. And all I can think about now is what's the lineup going to be, right? Like with Trey Turner on top of it, if they get him. That's what's fun about Hot Stove, Charles.
Right. Anthony, we got more options than people realize, too. I mean, with some of our young players that we played last year, and I've always said this, you know, like I like the way how they – Robbie Thompson and Dave, you know, like they set the tone and playing these guys, and also, you know, like they did not turn any of them loose to fail, and you know, like and when we go to spring training this year, those young players should be really pumped up to play, really, and plus we got some more options, you know, like we got Big Hall, left-hand hitter came up last year, and you know, like we got some guys that's already there, kind of. What I call right to play in the big leagues, you know, like they're ready, and so you know, like our team, we're going to have some depth, and we're going to have, we will make some moves this winter, I feel like, but you know, we don't have to go out there and actually rebuild our whole team and system.
Yeah, I'm so with you on that, Charles. I'm so with you on that. I think you're exactly right. And in the other thing, when you look at this kind of where we're at. In the whole thing, I think you're going to see some of the kids, like those two. You got a couple good young arms about to kind of make their appearance on the scene, and with Painter and Abel. And then the other thing that was a great story that came out yesterday in The Athletic was that Robbie really thought about retiring. He was going to retire this year. That was what? Yeah. Did you know about that, Skip?
Yeah, I knew about it. Yes, I did. Yeah, I knew about it.
Wow.
Yes, the only time I knew about it. I've said all year long that I'm happy for Robbie. I'm very happy for him because he put a lot of time in baseball and now he seems like he's getting a reward for it, and that's good. That's what makes baseball. When someone works through the minor leagues and they spend a lot of time there. And they're good, and people don't have to talk about them. They hardly ever talk about them, but they're good. And why they're good is because basically that they get to stay there a lot of years.
Yeah,
And they definitely earned their wings. And Robbie Thompson, he's one of those guys that definitely earned his way there, really.
Ah, it's beautiful. What a great story. You get your shot, and, you know, you go to the World Series, you get inked up, so – now, you know, you got another couple years to extend. That's the beauty of life, right? Like, you know, we can all be down at times and frustrated with maybe career or, you know, finances or whatever. But you know what? The beauty of hope is it could turn, make a left turn, and it could be great. And the next thing you know, there's a new challenge, and God gives you something else, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you something. You never know if you keep working. I think it, life will never let you know how close you are to being successful, and it can happen real quick, like especially in baseball.
I love it. Listen, I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I know all the people. One of the joys was talking to you every day, sharing the whole run with you. The fans just love you. You saw that reaction every time they showed you on the big board, the rousing applause that you got.
Yeah, hey, Anthony, I cannot never tell anyone how much I love the fans in Philadelphia, and also too, I definitely feel their love. And it's hard to explain, like I've always told you that too. And I'll tell you something. I'm a Philly man, when I go out of baseball, I'm going out of Philly. Oh,
I love it. I love it, man. We love you, buddy. You're the greatest.
Yeah, listen, we love you too. Yeah.
Tell Missy I said thanks. Happy Thanksgiving and the whole clan. All right, buddy.
Yeah. Happy for everybody in Philly, and have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks, brother. Also, root against the Cowboys tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Okay. I will. Hey, Anthony, I will. Greg Landry's not there anymore.
you're an Eagle man now. So
I'm an Eagle. I've been an Eagle man ever since I met Andy Reid. So.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that. Yes.
He still loves you. I was talking to him recently, and he brought you up. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. He's fantastic. But at the same time, I can really keep up with the Eagles. I like how they played the last couple minutes of the game the other night. Man, that's good. Really great.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, brother. God bless you. We love you. And we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Thanks for calling me, man.
All right, buddy. Here he is, the great Charlie Manuel.
Warms my heart hearing him, man.
Right? Like, you know, listen, it's holidays. It's Thanksgiving. It's, you know, it's all family love.
I love thinking about Charlie making cookies. That's awesome.
No, seriously. How great is it that Charlie Manuel makes chocolate chip cookies?
That's great. That's awesome. And he said, I could make anything from scratch. Biscuits. I'm sure he can make a good biscuit.
Yeah.
I believe that Charlie Manuel makes a good biscuit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.